All right, go ahead.
Transcendence is a movie that really, really, really needs a lot of work.
Does it?
Oh, it's basically Terminator 1, Terminator 2, and Terminator 3 in one movie.
Is Johnny Depp Skynet?
Yes. And that's the thing. It's kind of weird because you think, like, the way it's set up in the movie, like, I don't know what they're trying to say with it, because on one hand, the AI intelligence is, like, giving people great things. Like, it's destroying genetic defects in people because of nanotechnology. He makes blind people see again. He has crippled people walking. And he has, like, all this tech, you know, all these great things going on. And then the government comes in and be like, oh, well, fuck him. He's evil. Let's take him out. And you're like, why? I don't understand. What's going on? He's doing, like, good stuff. And it's like when they're threatened, they attack. But, like, he's already been in, like, okay, so the whole point of the movie was the AI is become self-aware. And their biggest fear is it going into the internet. So it goes into the internet. That happens in the first hour of the movie. He's in the internet within the first 2 days of him being on the computer.
Right.
So
right.
So Skynet becomes self-aware right away. And nothing really goes wrong. Like, the only thing that I can tell happens is Rebecca Hall gets really rich because he can manipulate stocks and money and whatever. Because, you know, he's the internet. So basically what they do is they find this shitty town in the middle of some shitty state, and it looks like one of those coal miner towns that's been out of business for 30 years. So it's like it's really bizarre. They find a shitty town, and she hires the local contractor, who is Clifton Collins Jr., who's always good to see.
Yeah, like, but
he's the local contractor in a shit town. It's like the biggest thing he worked on is maybe the bowling alley that never got finished because they ran out of money. So she hires this guy to build a state-of-the-art, like, billion-dollar underground facility with, like, local contractors, which makes no sense. And this movie is 2 hours, and the time frame of the movie is like 5 years. So 5 years of time passes throughout the entire storyline.
Is there a plot?
Sure. There is, but it's just muddled. It's so bad. Basically, what really cracks me up is it has this terrorist group called Rift, who are they're out of their mind crazy. They basically, at the beginning of the movie, they murder 12 to 15 people with poison cake. They try to kill Morgan Freeman, who it could have been fucking played by anybody in this movie. Morgan Freeman is like a nothing character, and it makes no sense that he would be like the right-hand man in the military operation at the end of the movie. Because he's like a fucking computer guy, so what the fuck is he doing leading a militia group? It makes no sense.
Huh.
It's terrible.
Wait, so just, is he... Oh. So Morgan Freeman is Rift, or he's with Johnny Depp?
No! Morgan Freeman was friends with Johnny Depp when he was human. And then he gets shot. He gets shot by Rift with a uranium-laced bullet, which why would you want to... Why don't you just shoot him in the head? Like, you have the shot. You could have killed him right then and there. But no, you shoot him with a uranium bullet, which makes no sense. Because it doesn't even hit him. It grazes him. But it grazes him, and he's dying. So they have, like, 6 weeks to figure out what to do with him. And one of the guys that Rift killed was he mapped out the consciousness of a rhesus monkey. So he basically created this with technology. He managed to create a living consciousness, and I guess Katie Mara's in it, and she's the leader of Rift, who incidentally dyes her hair twice in the movie, but magically for 5 years she keeps the same dye job, which that makes no sense to me.
So how much is Johnny Depp in the movie?
Oh, he's in probably 20% of it. And 80% of it, he's on a computer screen. It is the greatest misuse of a major actor, probably in any movie, but I'm sure he didn't give a shit because, like, all he had to do was sit in a chair and do his lines. That's all he did.
How much did he care?
Oh, not at all.
No.
But apparently, I guess this script's been around for a long time. And it was because of Johnny Depp. It's why it got made, I guess. But it's just, again, this movie, the script was on the blacklist, really? I couldn't tell you why. Maybe it was good, but it's not. I don't get it. If these are blacklist scripts, there must be shit in the world of Hollywood. like toilet paper. Because this script was just paint-by-numbers easy, and just, like, the dialogue was not very good. It was very basic, rudimentary knowledge of computers and science. It was pretty terrible.
Now, who is the star of this movie?
I would say Rebecca Hall. She's in it the most. Paul Bettany's basically a prisoner for 80% of the movie, and then he becomes like a soldier for Rift, which I guess works. And I guess nobody went looking for him because he was a prisoner with Rift for like 2 years.
Oh, God.
So nobody gives a shit about Paul Bettany.
That don't make sense.
And then apparently Cillian Murphy is like an FBI agent. And then Cole Hauser shows up. I don't know how many movies Cole Hauser shows up in, but he's making a career out of that. He just shows up. You're just like, that's fucking Cole Hauser. What is he doing in this movie?
Does he get killed as usual, or is he alive?
No, he lives. No, nobody dies. But that's the other thing. They basically attack the AI, kill it, which, I mean, really? It's like all he's doing is making life better for everybody, and it's like, well, he's part of a network. If you get healed by him, so you're not in control of yourself, but actually you are, because they basically shoot Clifton Collins Jr. Well, I should back up here. Clifton Collins Jr. There's this great scene that comes out of nowhere, great as in funny. Because it's so out of place. He's working on like this. He's working on the solar panels of the city, because he has like there's a lot of desert land, and all of it is filled with solar panels. Right. And there's a lot of solar panel rejuvenation in this movie. They must have spent $5 million. Yeah, 5% of the budget was spent on CGI for solar panel rejuvenation sequences. They show that a lot. They got a lot out of that. But they show him paying because he made all this money working for Rebecca Hall in building this, you know, $5 billion underground installation with his contractor buddies. And he's got like a wad of cash. He's paying it in the shitty diner, which basically, you know, they've been in this city for 5 years, and they're making billions of dollars, and they didn't give 1 cent to the city for paint, because this town looks the same throughout the whole movie. It's just a shithole, and it looks like the Last Stand city. I think it is. I think it's the same set, basically. It's like a town somewhere in Apple Valley where they shoot these movies for cheap. I think it's the same fucking place. But, you know, again, Clifton Collins Jr. goes out, he's working, two thugs basically beat him to death, take his money, run, and then, like, they get him inside the $5 billion underground installation, and Johnny Depp brings him back, basically, to life with nanotechnology. Huh. And he's super strong now. So he's like lifting 800 pound solar panels in place, and they're taking all the cripples in the town and fixing all of their ailments, saving these people's lives left and right, making them basically part of the network. So they're all sort of in control by Johnny Depp, but they're not really doing anything awful. They're just basically protecting themselves, which would make sense because all they're doing is building a lot of solar panels. That's what seems to be what they're doing the whole movie, because then everybody starts lifting these 800-pound solar panels. So they're just kind of walking around doing menial tasks, and then all of a sudden you got fucking Morgan Freeman and Cillian Murphy showing up with Rift, blasting these guys away with machine guns, and all they do is they basically start walking in unison towards them, and they go, kill them, shoot them, and they all just start opening fire, and you're just like, wow, they don't care. They have no, the science went out the window. They just want to kill everybody.
Huh.
And it's just dumb. It's like, and again, it's basically three movies in one movie. It's a trilogy wrapped up in one movie because so much goes on and there's so many different ideas going on. You're just like, what? Why? What's going on here?
Huh.
And apparently you think it's an AI intelligence. You think it's just a self-aware machine. But then at the end of the movie, they allude to the fact that it was Johnny Depp the whole time, which means that basically murdered Johnny Depp. And the government kills Rebecca Hall, too.
She dies?
She dies because they inject her with the virus that could destroy the network, because Johnny Depp offers to implant her to the network so that they can be there and there can be, you know, she can live forever, basically. And she's like, no, I can't do that. It's not right. And then she gets blown up by a mortar that the government shot at her because they're blowing up the solar panels because that's all they can hit. So basically, they set her up to kill her, and Johnny Depp lifts her up and takes her in, and like he knows she has a virus in her, and he's just like, you know what? I can't save you and save the world at the same time, so I'm going to have to just die. I'm going to have to give up and take the virus, and then it's just... And then he doesn't kill anybody. Like, he attacks the town, like all the soldiers. He gets the nanotechnology, attacks them. Mm-hmm. But nothing happens. He doesn't kill anybody. Like, he threatens them, but he doesn't kill them. It was just like an empty threat to show that how powerful he can be. But he chooses not to hurt anybody. So actually, he's probably the best thing to ever happen to planet Earth. And they fucking kill him.
Well, that's nice.
This is basically Jesus Christ, the movie with Johnny Depp. But it's all over the place.
That sounds fantastic. I'm still not sure I heard a plot in there, but all right. Was there a plot?
Well, it's kind of, I guess. Sure. But I don't know. I saw the Edge of Tomorrow trailer on there and Jupiter Ascending, and that was like, wow, those two movies are probably not going to make that much money.
No.
That Jupiter Ascending looks worse and worse every time I see it.
Not particularly encouraging, I will say that. So I'm assuming you would not recommend this movie.
No, don't even bother. Just watch it over, like if it's on HBO, maybe check out, just see how lazy it is. He really lazy.
What is it? You broke up.
He's just it's like, I'll make this movie if I can it all the time.
Okay, well, you broke up again. That's fine.
It did not work at all. The end.
So don't see it.
Don't, but well, no one did, so it's all right. It's dying a horrible death, so it's fine. Nobody got fooled by that movie. And if it's a Blacklist script, that just makes me sad. Because, again, another Blacklist script that's kind of a mediocre movie.
Kind of. It sounds worse than that, the way you're selling it.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
Yeah, I'm still not sure I heard a plot, but maybe there was one somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way you describe it, I'm still confused as to what happened. Very confused.
Well, I'm not the best person to explain the plot, though.
Okay.
Because I was just reporting what I saw, so I guess that's not enough.
Probably not, yeah. No.
It's something you have to experience to believe.
Boy, that's, ugh, that doesn't sound very good.
Delightful.
I think I'll skip that one.
Yeah, don't even bother. Just stay home and watch some porno or something.
That's my usual night, so that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be set. You'll be good.
Porn, yeah.
There you go.
There.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that's, I mean, that's all. I mean, I don't know. I can't really, that was all. That's a mediocre review at best. It's a mediocre movie.
Yeah, so don't see it. That's what I'm getting
from
this.
Don't bother. Yeah. And it was 2351, which was...
What does that mean? On the,
well, it was a wider widescreen, so there was black bars on it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wally Pfister trying to be different.
I guess. And that, I mean, that's the other thing, is Wally Pfister is usually pretty good with his visuals, but this movie, just there wasn't any that really struck me as interesting. It was kind of bland. It was boring.
That's too bad. Yeah, the trailers did not seem particularly interesting on any level. But I will never see this movie. Never.
Yeah, you'll be okay if you miss out on it.
I might catch part of it on TNT when it comes on in about 10 years.
There you go. Just brilliant.
That'll probably be about it. But,
genius. That's exactly what you should do. That's perfect.
It's too bad, though. It's too bad it wasn't very good.
On TNT. That's genius. What TNT when it's on. Because this is definitely a TNT movie.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
That's too bad. Too bad. Because I was excited for this. I like the idea of Johnny Depp finally doing something not Jack Sparrow. So, but yeah.
Yeah, well, when he does that, it's boring.
Evidently, yeah.
Oh, it was really boring. He was just not interested. He is very, very quiet. He's just like, you know, it was a very sedated performance the whole time. He just talked like monotone the whole movie. Not one raise of a voice. Not one octave up.
Well, that's how I like to direct my actors. Don't change your tone. That's perfect. Leave it there forever.
Yep. Good job. You're good. You're like a young Sidney Lumet.
I learned from Wally Pfister, so I'm all good.
There you go. Heather.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the bar. Let's go drink to the end. Oh, and by the way, the end of the movie, everybody reverts back to the fucking Stone Age because technology dies out, a big old blackout, because they cut off power, so the internet shuts down basically at the end of the movie. So people are using keyboards for door stops, and like cell phones are like just fucking on the ground, all tore up, and people are bartering with like bicycles and canned foods. It's hilarious.
Well, that's funny. Did Nick Frost cameo in that, or?
Yeah, Perry World's End. It was very bizarre.
It
was pretty funny.
Sounds uninspired.
It is, and it's a blacklist script, like you said, right? Is that official?
Yeah.
God,
Wikipedia, that's what has on there, yeah. 2012, it said.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, whatever. Whatever. I guess Hollywood's that fucked up. They have to have award blacklist to scripts that are mediocre.
Sounds worse than mediocre, but all right, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's worse than mediocre. You're right.
I'm right. Yes. Definitely.
You're right.
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's go to the bar and drink to the memory of the internet.
All right.
We'll use our diamonds to buy. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.